rental here and standing near is Uncle Bill, your friend. The story is exciting from start right to the end. So everyone come join the fun, come on and let's pretend.
From New York City, it's radio's outstanding children's theater, Let's Pretend, created by Nyla Beck. And here's Uncle Bill Adams to get us started on today's story, Beauty and the Beast.
Hello, pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Bill.
Hey, have you ever been real scared to do something and then when you finally got at it, found out it wasn't so bad after all? Yes, it often happens that way. Something that seems scary turns out to be fine, and that's just what happens in our story today. And Bob Murray, suppose you tell us how we traveled to Let's Pretend and that story of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, there's a beast in the story. Let's all travel on animals from the zoo.
Well, that's a great idea. So, Sybil, will you take charge of the magic?
Magical sound, then? We'd like a fine parade of lions, tigers, elephants, and camels. One, two, three. And there we are. Choose your favorite seat, everybody. Get on their backs and let's go.
Once upon a time, there was a rich ship owner who had two daughters. The older one, Ethelinda, was proud and selfish, but the younger was sweet and kind and so lovely that everyone called her Beauty. And now one day, their father lost all his riches. He and his daughters had to go live in a tiny cottage deep in the woods where nothing was easy and pleasant as it had been. But Beauty was cheerful even there and sang as she worked about the cottage.
I have a rose locket, a locket of gold. My prince gave it to me, my prince, brave and bold.
Oh, Beauty, stop singing that stupid song.
Why, Ethelinda, you always used to like it.
Yes, I used to, when we had gold lockets and golden rings to wear. I used to like it when we had fine gowns instead of these rags. When we had some chance of meeting a prince one day.
Oh, don't give up so easily, Ethelinda. It may still happen. Oh, look out the window. There comes Father.
Oh, my goodness, at this time of day?
Girl, I must leave for the city at once. Will you pack me some provisions, Beauty, dear? There's a chance, just a chance of fortune.
Father, what's happened?
What do you mean, a chance of fortune?
Well, a traveler through the forest gave me news of the city and the seaport. He said a ship called the Golden Vanity had docked last month.
The Golden Vanity? But that's your ship, Father.
The one we thought was shipwrecked a year ago.
Oh, Father, if it's come to port at last, then we're rich again.
Oh, easy, daughter, easy. We're not sure it is my ship, or if it is, whether it brought any cargo. But if luck is with us, what shall I bring you back from the city in celebration?
Oh, Father, some silk and satin for gowns and new slippers and new ribbons, some perfume and...
Oh, enough, Ethelinda. Remember, it's only a chance. But if it is my ship, what do you want, my Beauty?
Oh, Father, all I want is a safe trip for you and good news in the city. And then if you want to bring me something, well, I'd love one perfect rose, that's all.
One rose?
As always, you ask little for yourself, dear Beauty. But one rose, I promise you, whatever kind of fortune I find. Now I must go saddle the horse and be on my way.
Aye, sir. That's how it is, sir. The crew took all the cargo and made off with it. Heaven only knows where they're scattered to.
And there's nothing left.
Not a bowl of goods, not a two-penny nail. Hard luck, sir. Of course, if you'd been around when the ship docked...
Yes, 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 I know. But tell me, what of the ship itself? Where is it?
The crew sold the vessel and divided the gold. The ship sailed out the next day.
So my whole trip's been in vain. I'm as poor as ever.
Hard luck, like I said.
Well, there's no use staying here groaning. I might as well start home again with my bad news.
Oh, if you're traveling, sir, you'd best be starting. Those clouds look ugly. Yeah, we're in for a storm.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Well, thank you for your information, and farewell.
Oh, terrible. Storm growing worse every moment.
Steady, boy.
Steady. A little farther. Surely we'll find some sort of shelter. Wait. Isn't that a light glimmering through the trees? Come on, Blaze. What? Why, it must be a great castle. The light is high in the tower. And there, just ahead, a huge gate.
Boy.
Here now.
The matter, old Blaze? Why are you stopping and trembling? Come on now. Don't you want a dry stable and oats?
Very well, then. I'll go to the gate on foot. Heaven knows what the poor horse fears that could be worse than this night. Oh, yes, here's the gate. Here's the knocker. Storm. Pray heaven someone answers.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm a poor traveler lost in the storm, craving shelter.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Enter. You're most welcome.
Well, thank you. But I say it's not raining in here. The moon is shining. It's as mild as a summer's night.
Oh, yes, sir. If you'll follow me through this garden to the castle, you'll find dinner awaiting you and every comfort for the night.
But look here. Is this some sort of enchantment? Flowers, birds, moonlight? Are you the master here?
Oh, no, sir. No, indeed. If you'll just follow me into the castle now.
Yes, but tell me, will I meet your master within the castle?
I'm sorry, sir. My master sees no one. But I've been told to give you everything you desire. Here is the supper table set and waiting for you.
What a splendid table. Candlelight, meat, fruit, wine.
Oh, yes, sir. Over there is the door to your room. When you've eaten, feel free to retire whenever you wish. If you want anything, just ring. Good night, sir.
Good night. Well, this is strange indeed.
But I'm weary enough to ask no questions. Dinner and then bed.
That sounds fine to me. Who are you? I see no one. Where are you?
I am your friend. I am in the mist. I am in the wind. I am in the perfume of all flowers, but you cannot see me.
What do you want?
I have come to warn you.
Warn me? Warn me of what?
Tomorrow there will be a test. Watch what you do. If you fail, it may mean death. To you and to your daughters.
Oh, no, no, not that. No harm has come to my daughters.
It rests with you. Remember, tomorrow the test. Now sleep and farewell. Farewell.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd hoped it was my host.
I'm sorry, sir. Only the master's servant, Mollybone. I came to see if you'd finished breakfast.
Yes, yes, I have. Thank you. And very excellent it was, too. And now, if you would take me to your master, I would very much like to meet him and thank him for his hospitality before I leave.
My master sees no one, sir, as I told you. Will you walk in the garden until your horse is saddled?
Well, all right. If it's impossible to see my host, Well, the garden is lovely.
I'll call you when your horse is ready, sir.
Oh, my. How Beauty would love this garden. Oh, and that reminds me. The one thing she wanted me to bring her was one perfect rose. And here are hundreds to choose from. Well, let me see. Yes, here is a perfect rose. Rosy pink in Beauty's own cheeks. I'll pick it. What's that? Horrible sound. What is it?
How dare you pick my roses?
What a hideous beast. How awful.
Wasn't it enough that I gave you the freedom of my castle, fed you and sheltered you?
Dreaming? I never saw a beast like this.
And it talks. Who are you? What is this ghostly place?
I'll show you by eating you alive.
Oh, no, no. Please don't kill me. Let me explain why I took this one, Rose. Please, let me explain.
What is there to explain?
Well, it was not for myself that I wanted the rose piece, but for one of my daughters.
One of your daughters?
Yes, I have two pretty daughters, Beast, and when I left home, I asked each daughter what she would have me bring back as a gift. Alas, I didn't have the good luck I hoped on my journey, so I can take Ethelinda nothing of what she asked. But Beauty, my younger daughter, asked only for a rose. And when I saw all these roses, I thought... Spare a father's life, Beast, a father who is only trying to please a loving and selfish daughter.
Very well. I will spare your life on one condition. That you go home and send me one of those daughters in your stead.
What? Buy my life with one of theirs?
I do not ask you to force either of them to come. Go home. See if either of your daughters is courageous enough and loves you well enough to come willingly and save your life.
No. No, how could I ask either such a question? How could either agree to come?
If neither is willing to come, you yourself must return. And if you don't, I shall come and fetch you.
So, my daughters, that's the story. Now I must say goodbye and return to the Beast.
Goodbye? Father, what do you mean?
Oh, my daughters, I only pretended to accept that creature's terrible suggestion so I could see you both once more. Now I keep my promise and go back to him.
Oh, no, Father.
If I don't, he will come after me and kill me here.
But this way you walk right into his clutches.
Well, if it be death either way, I would rather meet it as an honorable man, keeping my promise to return.
But it isn't death either way. If one of us goes with you...
But that's impossible. That's unthinkable.
Oh, yes, it's impossible. How could either of us face that fearsome beast? Don't even suggest it, Beauty.
It was the rose I asked for which brought about this misfortune. Father, I'll go back with you to face the beast.
No, Beauty, no, no. You haven't seen the beast.
I'm not going to be afraid. This is better than seeing you go alone. Come, Father. Let us be on our way.
Very well, Beauty. Heaven grant that even a beast so fearsome as he is will be touched by your goodness and love. Heaven help us both.
Although her father protested, Beauty insisted on returning with him to the castle of the beast. Now, nervous but determined, they are entering the castle.
It really is very, very splendid, Father. The beast must be very rich and very powerful.
Oh, Beauty, I shouldn't have allowed you to come. I should have faced him alone.
No, Father. He would surely have killed you then. But I wish... Now we're here, I wish he'd come. Everything's so quiet. There's such a strange, unearthly air of mystery everywhere.
Yes, yes, it's all just as it was before. The servant, Marleybone, opening the gate. No sign of anyone anywhere.
Father! What's that?
Oh, Beauty, Beauty, my dearest daughter.
The beast. He's coming.
Yes, yes. Oh, heaven protect us, dear daughter.
Oh, his eyes. His claws.
So, you have kept your word and brought one of your daughters.
Yes. Yes, Beast, I have. But, sir, be gentle with my dear Beauty.
Silence. Have you come willingly, Beauty?
Yes, Beast, I have.
Good. One more question. Will you be content to stay here when your father goes away?
What, to stay?
Oh, Beast, you can't ask this. No, 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 it's too much.
Beauty.
If that is the price of my father's life, yes, I will stay.
No, Beauty, no, no.
Beast, sir. Brave and good answer, Beauty. I swear you will never regret it.
Why, how soft his voice is suddenly. And his eyes, they have tears in them.
I had almost given up hope. You, sir,
It's time for you to go now.
Now? Tonight? At this late hour?
It will not be a long journey as you travel this time. When I turn this ring on my claw, close your eyes. You will then be carried swift as the wind out and over the land and placed safely in your own home. Are you ready?
Yes. Goodbye, dearest Beauty.
Goodbye, Father.
Close your eyes. I turn the ring so...
Oh, he's gone. Disappeared with the wind. It's magic.
Magic of no importance. Beauty, will you marry me?
What did you say?
I asked you to marry me. Yes, me, ugly beast that I am.
What shall I say? I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid. Say whatever your heart tells you to. Will you marry me, Beauty?
Oh, no, Beast. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't.
Very well. It's growing late. Your rooms are through that door. Your maid Clotilde is waiting. Retire now and don't be afraid. No harm will come to you. And everything that can be done to make you happy will be at your command. Good night.
Good night, Beast. It's almost as if he were really kind for all his fearsome look. I'm not as frightened as I thought. Beauty, Beauty, who called me?
I do.
But who? Where are you? I see nothing but the moonlight.
I am in the moonlight. I am in the mist. And the wind. I am in the perfume of all flowers, but you cannot see.
Why, it's the voice Father told me about. The same soft voice that spoke to him. What would you have of me?
Be not misled by appearances. Do not judge by what you see on the surface. Be true to your heart. Be gentle. Don't be afraid. Do you understand?
I think so.
Here is someone else who wants to speak to you.
Where?
Here I am, Beauty.
Oh. Oh, I am dreaming. A handsome prince stands by the window. You are a prince, aren't you?
Yes, Beauty. A prince that adores you. Oh, my dear, will you meet the test? Will you be able to overcome
all this? Careful, prince.
Overcome what, prince? Please go on. I would do whatever you wish.
Perhaps you will. I want you to. But you must find the way by yourself. Farewell.
Oh, he's vanishing. He's gone. He's only a dream.
Wait, Beauty. Here is a locket. Tomorrow, open it, and you will find a picture of someone who loves you very much.
A locket? Oh, thank you.
Farewell, Beauty. Remember all I said. Farewell.
Farewell. But the locket. The locket is real. I can feel the cool gold. And the voice said there was a picture inside. I have a gold locket. A locket of gold. A prince gave it to me. Clotilde! Oh, Clotilde!
You want me, Miss Beauty?
Oh, Clotilde, I'm so very lonely. How long is it since I came to this mysterious castle?
Over a year, Miss Beauty.
Over a year. And in that time, I've seen no one but you and the other servants here. And the beast.
The poor, ugly beast, my heart aches for him.
Yes, miss, I know.
He's so kind to me. I have only to wish for something, and it's mine. But, oh, Clotilde, how can I possibly do what he wishes? Every night for a year, he's asked me to marry him.
I know, miss. And I know how impossible it must seem to you. But still, if only in my dreams I see the prince of my heart. But he's only a dream. I wake up even more lonely, more frightened.
Oh, Miss Beauty, please don't cry.
Clotilde, tell me one thing. Have you ever seen the prince whose picture is in this locket?
Miss Beauty, where did you get that?
A voice, that's all I know. A voice gave it to me. Who is he, Clotilde?
Oh, I cannot. I dare not tell you.
Just like in my dream. Mystery, always mystery. Mystery and pity and loneliness.
I hear the master coming. Miss Beauty is crying, sir.
Oh, come, Beauty. What is the matter? You mustn't cry and spoil your pretty eyes.
Oh, please forgive me, but I'm so homesick. I long to see my father and my sister.
You would leave a miserable, unhappy beast alone?
If only you'd let me go for just a little while. I'd come back and I'd never leave you again.
Oh, very well, then. If you will promise to return to me before the dark of the moon, you may go. Should you be longer than that, you will be too late.
Oh, I promise, Beast.
So be it, then. Close your eyes, and when I turn this ring on my claw, you will be carried up and over the land just as your father went, straight to your home.
Oh, thank you, dear Beast. Thank you.
Until the dark of the moon, farewell, my dear.
I do, your friend, the voice in the mist and the wind. You promised the beast you'd return. The moon is on the wane. The beast is dying.
The beast is dying? Oh, no. I didn't realize I'd been home so long. Oh, the poor beast.
Perhaps you may reach him in time. Are you ready?
Will you take me to him?
Close your eyes. Reach out your hand. Now we will fly with the speed of the wind.
There's the garden. Oh, hurry, put me down. I must find the beast.
Yes, find him before it is too late.
Oh, Beast! Beast, where are you?
Beauty, is it you?
Oh, there you are. Oh, no. Oh, my poor Beast, you lie stretched out on the ground. Where is everyone? Marleybone!
Oh, no, he cannot help. Only you. Your hand on my head feels cool.
Oh, my dear Beast. I didn't realize how much you meant to me until I feared you were dead.
Is that true?
Oh, it is. And I'll never leave you again. Never, as long as I live.
Beauty, once more I ask you. Will you marry me?
And this time, my answer is yes, Beast. I will marry you whenever you want me to.
Yes. You said yes.
Beauty, my beloved.
The prince of my dreams. Where did you come from? Where is the poor beast?
My darling, I am the beast, and the prince, too.
I don't understand.
I was under an enchantment, Beauty dear, condemned to live as that hideous beast until a maiden would appear who would have the courage to marry the ugly beast of her own free will. Then, and only then, could I hope to be set free.
And you are the prince who came to me in the night. But whose voice guided you and spoke to me and gave me this locket?
It was my voice, Beauty. I gave you the locket and spoke to you in the night. I am his fairy godmother.
Oh, I can see you now. How lovely you are.
And you are too, my dear.
And now, Beauty, will you make again the promise you made to the beast? Will you say you'll marry me?
Oh, yes,
dear friend.
My beloved.
Bless you both, and may you live happily ever after.
And that's the famous old story of Beauty and the Beast. The pretenders for today were Beauty...
Sybil Trent.
The Beast...
Donald Madden.
Beauty's father...
Michael O'Day.
Her sister, Ethelinda...
Diana Hale.
The Beast's servant, Marley Bone...
Jack Rance.
The maid, Clotilda...
Marion Carr.
The fairy godmother...
Miriam Wolfe.
The sailor...
Arthur Anderson.
And the real prince...
Robert Moreau.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Hite and written for radio by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York City. So remember, all you pretenders who live nearby, you're always invited to come and see a broadcast. Just write for free tickets to CBS Radio, New York City. Oh, pretenders, how would you like to strike a match and have a great dog appear? And what's more, a dog who can grant any wish you may have. Life would really be something, wouldn't it? And believe me, life really is something for a soldier who finds he can summon just such a dog to his every bidding. Better hear all this exciting adventure next week when we bring you the story of the Tinderbox. And remember, pretenders, starting next week, Let's Pretend will be heard a half hour earlier on most of these stations. And now here's Warren Sweeney.
Yes, pretenders, and I have a reminder for you to pass on to your family if you're all going out in the car on Sunday afternoon. Be sure to tune the car radio to CBS Radio's program, especially designed to add pleasant music to your trip, along with just the sort of information about weather and traffic in your locality that your driver would like to know. The program's called On a Sunday Afternoon, and it's a fine show to hear, even if you're not leaving home. And remember, Let's Pretend a half hour earlier next week. This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.